Good morning from Swansea, looking ahead to what's going to be the final day of the football season. How do you feel about it? I'm not sure how I feel about this. Probably relief, a bit of disappointment, certainly some sadness that the season's over. And in a couple of weeks, I'm sure I'm going to miss it. But I suppose there's the other side that you're quite happy to, in the end, reach the final game of the campaign. And you put so many hours of work time and travel time into watching the teams play locally. It is a relief to reach the end of that season. But disappointment that there's not been more success on a local level, apart from Chesterfield, who've been absolutely outstanding all season long. Real big congratulations to John Sheridan and everybody else that's been involved at that football club. I think it's really refreshing to see how they've played. The fact that, you know, Drew Talbot has played at right fullback, the fact that they've placed central midfielders at centre half, it's interesting to see that he just wants people that can play football in his team. And whether that's from the goalie all the way up to the centre forward, he wants people that will be able to handle that ball and move it around the field and be creative and play with plenty of pace as well. And I think that's been one of the most exciting things from a Chesterfield perspective. I'm sure we're going to have long and deep discussions about Sheffield football on BBC Radio Sheffield, and we've got the big event on Tuesday night, plus we've got an interview with Kevin McCabe Monday, we've got the live show with Kevin McCabe on Wednesday, so we're going to talk an awful lot. And as promised, I will deliver that document on the Sheffield United finances over the last 8 years. I think 2004 is where I'll start with that, so look out for that in the coming days. I'll make sure I post on Twitter, and if I get time, I'll put it up on the BBC website as well. If not, I'll just write it as a blog and you'll be able to watch it there. Blades at Swansea today. Well, I'm hearing that Henderson hasn't made the trip. Obviously Reese has gone back as well. Some other injuries. I think Neil Collins might be struggling for today. Steve Simonson also struggling. So this is going to be a really youthful side for Sheffield United, and there is a genuine danger that they could get battered here by Swansea. I think the one thing that's really gnawing at me this morning, though, is the FA. What are the FA doing right now with regards to Queen's Park Rangers? Seriously, how does it get to the last game of the season and they still don't make a decision? This player hasn't changed his status with the football club all season long. Has it only just occurred to people that maybe now his status was in question? I mean, this has been rumbling on and rumbling on. Even at Christmas time, if you take points off them then, you're not changing whether they get promoted or not. You're not changing whether they're the champions or not. People accept it. You know, they might not like it. They'll accept it. They'll appeal it. They'll do whatever they have to do. But then they will move on and get on, and they can still continue with the season. But to leave it to now, I mean, the fact that the decision is now going to come after the final whistle of the final game of the season just smacks of making no decision. For my money, for what it's worth, and it's probably very little, I suspect that what they'll do is take enough points off QPR to make sure that they're not the champions. However, they probably won't plunge them into the playoffs. That's what they'll do, because that's the easiest thing to do. Norwich don't deserve to be champions, QPR do. But because the FA are what they are, they're going to make this what I would describe only as a gutless decision. Anyway, enough on the high horse about that. Also, a quick sweep around the rest of our local clubs. Barnsley against Millwall. Barnsley, I predict a home win in that game. I think Barnsley are going to do all right with regards to that. I think Doncaster Rovers at Middlesbrough is going to be a really tough game. However, expect Billy Sharp to feature at some point, but I don't expect Rovers to get anything out of that. In League One, Sheffield Wednesday at home against Exeter. I think that Wednesday will comfortably beat Exeter. I'm sure of that. Having seen the game down at Exeter prior to Christmas, I just feel that Wednesday, you know, they're in good form right now. I suspect Neil Mellor as well will want to finish the season on a big high. He says he wants to stay at the football club. I hope he does. I think he's a good player for Sheffield Wednesday. And then finally, Rotherham United. Too little, too late for their side, but I think victory today for the Millers at the Don Valley Stadium. Just been such a disappointing season for them. Don't forget, Praise or Grumble, just short 1 hour tonight between 5 and 6, but there is still time to take your calls. Of course, we'll have all the celebrations from the B2Net Stadium as well. But I've got my last few bits of preparations to do here. Just got to write my intro for the programme today, do a few last little bits of research at the hotel, and then about 10:45, I'm going to head off to the ground. And looking forward to this one. And then